your youth.
Right. Yes. Kim Kaufman, you passed.
Muhammad Hussein.
Rune Roberts abstains. One moment, please.
Mr. Chair, this is Brian with a motion to extend time.
Okay.
Second.
How long?
Based on how long these roll call votes are taking us, I'd like to propose a 20-minute extension to complete minutes approval.
Second.
Objection to extending the 20 minutes. Without objection, we extend the 20 minutes.
Oh, no, yes. I'm sorry, I was muted. I do object, Carol.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the extension of 20 minutes?
Ms. Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castanese.
Yes.
Hank Lam.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz.
I know.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lane Ewart. I didn't hear you earlier. Okay. And Brown, are you back?
Yes.
Here?
Yes. Yes. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Three. Abstain.
No, we're extending 20 minutes.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, Serene. I was muted, and I vote yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you. One moment.
Did you get my vote, Serene?
Yes, Richard. The only no vote is Carolyn Burden. I have 17-1.
I voted yes.
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Yes, I have you. The only no vote I have is Carolyn Burden.
Okay, thank you.
17-1.
Okay. Chair votes yes. We extend it for 20 minutes. Madam Executive Director, do you have any other minutes?
Yes, we have minutes from November 25th, 2013.
November 25th?
September 26th.
What?
September 26th.
Yeah, we got those.
She'll get to them. Can we just have the person who's assigned to do it?
Yeah. You want me to put them in date order? I get it. Sure. Let's do September 26th.
Okay, September 26th. Is there a motion?
2013.
And these are all open, right?
Yeah, these are all open session minutes.
Okay.
September 26th, 2013. Is there a motion?
Benito.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on these minutes for September 26th? Is there any objection to
Yes, this is Kim.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on September 26th, 2013?
2013, right?
Yes.
Right.
Madam
Secretary. Yes. Brian Edwards
Tiegert.
Yes.
Janet Coburn. Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Got it. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Adriana Castanet?
Abstain.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Ezell?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Dennis Coleman?
Abstain.
Ian Roberts abstain. Jim Brown?
Abstain.
Anita Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
One moment, please. I have 819.
Chair votes yes. Minutes are approved. Next minute.
October 3rd, 2013. And I have to point out that there's a... Richard sent me these minutes requesting that they be approved. But I just noticed today that sort of in the... Right after the list of board members, in red it says, this is not at all finished. So I'm not sure what to do with these, and I was going to ask Richard. Can you see them, Richard?
Brian here.
It's the October 3rd, 2013.
Yes, Brian.
These minutes are identical to the September 26th minutes.
Uh-oh.
And they end with a vote for a continuation meeting. Oh, no. They're almost identical to the September 26th minutes.
Richard, did you want to respond?
Well, I think we have to set these aside. That's my motion.
Yeah, I set them aside, and I'll look at them and
okay.
This is Brian. I'll move to postpone consideration of these minutes.
Which ones were those? September 26th?
October 3rd, 2013. It's in the email that you sent me, Richard, with the five open minutes. Five, well, whatever.
Is there any objection to... tabling this piece October 3rd minute. Without objection. Next minutes.
Well, I think that's all for the
November 25th.
Oh, November 25th. Yeah.
Point of order, Jenna Kay.
Yes. Jenna Kay, what's your point of order?
I think they were postponed, not tabled.
Okay. Yeah. Clarification, postponed, not tabled.
Okay. There's one more set of minutes in here.
What were the dates?
November 25th, 2013.
Is there a motion?
Benito.
Is there a second?
Margie.
Is there any discussion on the November the 25th, 2013 minute?
Same objection. This is Kim.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on November the 25th, 2013 minute?
Janice Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Brian Edward Streeter?
Yes.
Janet Colvin?
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta? Rodrigo?
Yes.
Lydia Berton?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Rain.
Abstain.
Adriana Castanet.
Abstain.
Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Richard Ezell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Coleman.
Yes. Yes.
Serena Spain, Jim Brown.
Abstain. Jim Brown, abstain.
Gotcha, thank you. Benito Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Here, did I skip anyone? One moment, please. I have 9908, sir.
Chair voting yes. Minutes are approved. We'll have some time. The next item we have on the agenda, there's no more minutes, I assume.
Well, I thought I had another set of open minutes, but the only other minutes I can find are closed minutes. Does anybody find any other open minutes?
Yes, Janet Kay.
When were they sent, Janet?
Hold on.
Was that for November 25th, or is that what we just...
I think they were sent on December 4th, and they were the February 20th, 2014 meeting, the March 6th,
yeah.
And right. The April 17th.
Right, okay. Sent on December 4th. Okay, so...
what was the date again, please?
What's the date of the minutes that we're going to...
February 20th, if we take the first in chronological order.
Okay. 2014?
Yes.
2014?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to approve February 20 minutes,
2014?
Is there a second?
I'm sorry, a point of information?
What's your point of information, Adriana?
Didn't we approve those minutes already for a set?
We did. The February 20th, March 6th, and April 17th minutes.
February 2014 was the first set that you just said when we started voting.
No, those were January minutes.
Those were January minutes.
January 13th? Which was the...
It was January 20th, 2014. Was the first
okay.
Week.
Okay. Okay.
Motion has been moved. Is there any discussion on the February 20th, 2014 minutes?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay, so this was a meeting where there were two different agendas sent out. So what I am going to request is an amendment to the minutes to add under the first paragraph the following. Two different agendas for the open sessions were sent out, a long agenda the day before the meeting and the other a short agenda 10 minutes before the meeting started. Much of the meeting time was spent determining which agenda to use. And then under where it says chair motion to vote on draft agenda, replace that with chair motion to use the short agenda. And that's it.
Okay.
And I can email that.
Good.
Okay. Is there any is there a second to that amendment to the minute?
Margie seconds.
Okay. Are there any objections to those amendments?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I'd like to amend the references to the short and long in the first part of her motion to say draft. There is no agenda until the board votes, so these were simply draft agendas that were sent out.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is Brian.
So, Lydia, could you send that in writing? Yes, Brian.
I'm not going to object for the sake of time, but I want to encourage my colleagues not to wordsmith things that aren't of any consequence. We don't need to paraphrase discussion. We just need a record of the votes of substance that the board has taken.
Amen.
Okay. We got Lydia's amendment. Is there any objection to Lydia's amendment? Without objection, is there any objection to Janet Kay's amendment?
You know what I mean.
Without objection, are there any objection to the minutes as amended? If there's no objection, then the minutes are approved. Next set of minutes.
Spring 17.
Point of order.
Yeah, I think March 6th is the next minute.
March
6th is next. Carolyn, on the call for point of order.
March 6th, 14.
Yeah.
Carolyn, what's your point of order?
It is 11:12, and I'm calling the orders of the day.
We've extended for 20 minutes. I don't know where we are on the time.
We have 8 minutes remaining on our extension, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have 8 minutes remaining. Okay, what are the minutes, the next minutes we're going to approve? The date?
March 6th, 14.
March 6th, 2014?
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve, though?
Benito.
Is there a second?
Margie.
Is there any discussion on these minutes?
This is Kim. I do.
Yes, Kim, what's your...
I'm just looking to make sure. I had a motion on this agenda, and it never says what the motion is. It just refers in vague terms to my motion. I would like it named in the minutes.
Is there any objection to that amendment?
Point of order?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Brian, Mr. Point of order.
Answering.
If the member wants language inserted into the minutes, she has to propose specific language.
Right.
Kim, what's your position?
And send it in writing, please.
And type it,
Mr. Chair?
Adriana?
Okay.
Information?
Yes. Who is that? Adriana?
Adriana? Yeah.
Yes, what's your point of information?
My point of information is that we cannot correct now what we didn't do before. That is exactly, the language that is there is exactly what was said. And if anybody have any doubts, they can go to open session report of March 6th, and then we found exactly what is there. Okay?
Point of order. Yeah. I made a motion. That motion in full deserves to be named in the minutes. What the motion is, it is not named in there.
Mr. Chair, Serene for the staff, please.
Serene, what's your next?
I think the member may be confusing a motion that she made with regard to closed session minutes and open session minutes. This is the first time, I believe, that we're discussing the open session March minutes, so I don't believe there could have been a motion.
Point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege, Kim?
I am not confused.
Okay.
Okay, Kim, could you...
And I am sending it. I am sending it to the group.
Okay. And what we'll do is we'll go to a vote on that proposed changes to the minutes.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Who is this, Richard?
Richard.
Yeah.
Was that motion considered and voted on?
Yes, it was. It was.
Whoa. Who's chairing the meeting?
This is Kim.
You let Richard finish. Richard, what?
I did. I finished, I think.
This is Kim, and I can respond.
Yes, Kim.
The motion was introduced at this meeting. It was voted on. It was moved up, and it was moved up, and then we ended the meeting. And so it was the first motion at the next meeting to be voted on.
Is there any objection to adding that language to the minutes?
I don't know what she's talking about, so I'm going to object.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, point of information. Yes. If the member is so sure, please forward to us the motion that you sent March 6th that you want to add now. Please forward to us that motion with the time that you send it. If it's there, you should have it. If not, I'm sorry.
Okay, she's typing and going to forward it. Kim is going to forward it, but in the sake of time, we're going to need to vote on it. If there's been an objection, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
Yes.
Okay, what Adriana is asking is not that the member send now the motion that she has just made claiming that something was missing, but that she forward the original email that she says was sent on March 6th? And I would want to see that before I would vote. In the interest of time, I'd suggest we table it and move on to something else.
Point of order, please. Carolyn?
Carolyn, what's your point of order?
Yeah, if the original minutes are defective because they don't include an original motion with the language or an original email with the language, that doesn't mean we can use that as a grounds to object to it now. But the member is protesting that her motion was not recorded as she recorded it. And whoever's fault that is, we now need to include that. If she's willing to send us language now on the original motion that she intended to be voted on, which wasn't voted on without an email, then we need to do that. Using the fact that the secretary never called for an email then is not appropriate to deny the correction of the minutes. The minutes have to be correct. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, okay. Email submission of your motion is not required. Obviously, it's the best way to move us forward, but if, especially in open session, I would say it's very required in closed session, but in open session, we can go to the audio and verify this, so I would like to make a motion to postpone approval of these minutes until it can be verified, either by the forwarding of the original email, as Serene stated, or by a check on the audio. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second to promote?
Second, Benito.
This
is Kim.
What's your point, Kim? Or point of order?
I'm responding. I just sent the email where I sent the motion. Now I can look in the agenda.
Point of order. Point of order.
God's sakes.
Point of order.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
I made a motion to table. That's non-debatable. Can we vote?
Well, I didn't hear a second, but then Lydia made a motion to postpone.
Yeah, I didn't realize she made a motion. I didn't hear her make the motion.
But as I understand it, Serene, you made a motion to table Kim's item, not the minutes. And Lydia's postponing the entire minutes. So, but I didn't hear a second to that. We're going to go to Lydia's motion to postpone these minutes. Is there any discussion on that motion to postpone the minutes? Is there any objection?
Yeah.
This is Brian. I think if we have a dispute over the minutes, we should vote on it one way or the other and get them out of the way. We just can't keep piling this shit up.
Well, Lydia did make a motion to postpone it. I mean, we have to dispose of her motion.
I'm arguing against it.
Okay.
You know, Kim submitted her language in writing. Let's vote it up or down.
Secretary, can you call the roll to on the motion to postpone the minutes? Madam Secretary.
Yes, Janice Lane York.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Teeter.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson. You can pass.
I'm going to pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Pass.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No, I've now sent the agenda and the motion.
Listen, it's yes, no, or abstain. Cut it out.
No, I'm not going to cut it out. I've sent everything
you know, there
needed
are other people
this
with rights on this
you're
call.
Out of order. Cherry,
somebody
you
else
have to vote.
You need to hush. Lawrence Reyes.
I voted. No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Casanay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, is that a yes?
He said no.
Okay, thank you. Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder. Can't hear you, George. Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
This is George, yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
No.
Serene votes no. Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Okay, thank you, one moment. Carolyn Burton, didn't hear you.
Mr. Chair, while the Secretary is taking a vote, may I have a point of information?
Is it related to understanding what the vote is? That's the only point of information we can entertain to understand.
Four. No, it's related to the remaining time allotted for this meeting.
Four, ten, three. The count is 4-10-3, Chair.
Mr. Chair, this is Brian with a motion to extend.
Okay. First of all, what was the announcement on that, the vote?
4-10-3.
So the motion fails, Chair is not voting? Okay, Brian, you had a motion to extend.
I would move we extend minutes approval by 10 additional minutes and the public session by 10 additional minutes.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Without objection, we're extending for 10 minutes. The motion for phone fail will now go to Kim's amendment. We'll have to vote that up or down. Madam Secretary.
Point of order. Point of order.
Kim, what's your point of order?
I sent I forwarded the motion that I sent to the PNB to put it on the agenda, and I sent the agenda of the March 6th meeting to the group. So that is the wording of my motion. It was on the agenda, and it was voted on. I want the wording of my motion to be in the minutes,
okay,
not just Kaufman motion.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on that amendment?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Pass.
Janet, a point of information, can that be read, the amendment, please?
Yes.
Please read the amendment, Kim.
Director Kaufman moves that an HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions.
Okay. Can we finish calling roll?
I think everybody remembers that motion.
Brian Edwards Tigert.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casane.
No.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes, all motions need to be in the minutes.
Carolyn Burton. Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serena abstains. Manage is not here. Jim Brown.
Abstain.
Benito Diaz.
Yeah.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lane York.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Abstain.
One moment, please. I have 10-3-4.
I didn't hear that. What was it?
10-3-4.
So the amendment, Chair's not voting, the amendment passes. We'll now vote on the minutes. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the minutes as amended?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Teeger?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Jim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lauren Treyer?
Yes.
Is Jennifer Bain?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? I can't hear you, Hank. George Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Hank, was that you coming in?
Yes.
Okay. Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton? Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Dean Roberts passes. Jim Brown? Can you hear Benito Diaz?
Aye, aye.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
This is Jim. I was muted. Yes.
Okay. Green Rabbit also votes yes. One moment, please. Yes.
Okay, chair is not voting, and it's approved. Are there any other minutes, Madam Executive Director, to be approved?
Do we have
April 17th.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Janet Kay?
Yes, April 17th.
April 17th, 2014?
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve April 17th meeting minutes?
Benito.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion on these minutes?
Yes, Kim. I'm pulling them up. I don't have them, but my notes were, again, motions had to say, motions are not named, and I'm going to pull them up. I don't.
Do you have any amendment or changes?
Yes, the motions named, have to be named. It just says motions were moved, but I need to hear which motions were moved. And there are a number of typos in here. I don't know how we care, how we feel about that.
So
this is Brian.
Brian?
Oh, well, again, if Kim wants to suggest specific changes to the minutes, she should send them out in writing. But the other thing I'll say is, what she's talking about is not where the motions were voted on. It's where we decided where to put them on the agenda. And frankly, amendments to an agenda are a level of detail that don't need to be in the minutes at all. We just need to be recording the votes on the motions themselves.
Point of order.
Brian, did you finish?
Yeah, that's my point.
Point of order.
Kim, what's your point of order?
I think it doesn't make sense if you're counting votes, but you don't name what the motion is. That's my point.
Kim, you're debating it. That's not a point of order.
It is a point of order. We have to, if you're counting votes, you have to name the motion. That is my point of order.
Could you put your changes in writing?
Richard, to the stack on this.
Richard.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what these motions are we're talking about, but I think there may even be, and I don't have any quote for Robert's Rules, but it may even be in Robert's Rules. You have to put down the motions, whether you got to write what they are, so that when you go back and look at it, what was either approved or disapproved. You can't just say motion. And I haven't looked at those minutes, but if there's a motion, you have to give the full wording. And I know that because I was made to do that years ago, and I learned that lesson.
So, Kim, could you put any changes to draft
in the minutes?
and the minutes in writing. Who is that, Adriana? Did you have a point of information or point of order?
Yes. Mr. Chair, please, if anybody have any amendment, motion, can you send it in writing and start acting like prima donnas and some people speak when we have 21 directors? Any option that we use the proper procedure and send it in writing what you want to say?
Yes. Point of personal privilege. I don't think anybody is a prima donna in this group.
Mr. Chair, we're at time. We're at time, Mr.
Negative
Chair.
Personal comments, Adriana.
I understand we're out of time. We're out of time, Brian?
That's correct.
Okay, we're out of time.
Will we postpone these minutes until the next time?
Second.
Which is next week.
That's fine. That's cool. Second.
I have a point of information.
Who is this, Lydia?
Lydia, sorry.
Point of information.
Hasn't our practice also always been, I mean, this is the question. I think this is a continuing practice, but I'm not sure. It's a question. That we approve the minutes and we can still amend them at a later date?
Point of order.
That's provided for in Robert's rules.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Could the person name, I don't understand your voice. You're going to have to say your name. Who is that with the point of order?
It's Kim.
Kim, what's your point of order?
Well, except for there are still, that it's never allowed on the agenda after they're approved, and that's...
That is not the point of order.
Mr. Chair, this is debate. Our time has run. Mr. Chair.
A motion to postpone has been made. A motion to postpone has been made.
It's not debatable.
Okay, is there a motion to postpone? We'll take a vote on the motion.
A motion to postpone what?
These minutes
until next week. 4:17?
Yes.
I don't know what's there.
Is there any objection to postponing these minutes?
Benito.
Yes.
No, please.
Yeah, okay, fine. Forget it. I retract the objection.
No, I want to pass them.
Okay, let's go. We have to take them a vote.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Janice Lanier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tubert.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Motion to postpone, no.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brazan.
No.
Jim Coffin. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Castaneda.
No.
Frank Land. George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
Give me a minute. I pass.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Going back to Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Hank Lamb, I didn't hear you. Kim Coffin, I didn't hear you.
I vote yes.
Rodrigo Agueta, I didn't hear you. Anita Diaz?
Yeah.
I have 8-7, Chair, on postponing. Tony?
Yes, Chair votes no.
The motion fails. It is not postponed.
We'll now go to the vote on the minutes.
Janice Lane Ewers.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Thank you. Janice Lane Ewers. Brian Edwards Peters.
Yes.
Janet Tobin.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm chewing, yes.
Rodrigo Agueta. I'm sorry, say again.
Pass.
No.
Is he saying pass?
Pass.
He said pass.
Oh, pass.
Okay, thank you. Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Coffin.
No, absolutely not.
Yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. George Ryder.
Epstein.
Uzzell.
Hank.
Got it, Hank. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Carolyn Burton. Janet Coleman.
No.
Green Robert Coates, yes. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Aye, aye.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janice Lane Hewitt didn't hear you. Janice, I can't hear you. Pound, pound, one. Janet Coleman, you passed.
Epstein.
Rodrigo Agueta. Okay. Jim Brown didn't hear you?
Yes.
Thanks. One moment, please. I have 844.
Okay, chair votes yes. Minutes are approved. That's the end of our open sessions. Thank you all for your service. We'll now go immediately into closed session.
I have a question about closed session. Do we, given that we only have 20 minutes left, is there an urgent matter in closed session, Margie?
We have closed session minutes to approve.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll go immediately into closed session.